Thank you, everyone, for coming this early in the morning for the presentation. I'm from LA. I'm still adjusting myself to the time difference, and then the weather is too cold right here. Today, I'm going to present risk behaviors and health service needs for the sex workers in South Korea. The overview of the presentation would be the background of the industry, and then the statistics of the industry, and then research findings, and then conclusion. The research was conducted to determine the sexual behavior and then the correlations of the factors that influence the status, the health status of the commercial sex workers, prostitutes, in Korea. In general, commercial sex workers are excluded from the society, and they are at higher risk in terms of their health. But especially in Korea, the first investigation on STD and HIV prevalence and their sexual behavior in the particular group was conducted on in 2008. That was pretty late. It was recent. And the ultimate goal of the research was to set up evidence-based innovative strategy to protect them and support them as well. So if I go over the method, the data was collected by face-to-face baseline interview with prepared questionnaires, and there were about a little bit over 1,000 participants to complete the questionnaires, but out of 1,078, about approximately 1,000 were valid. If I go over the background, I'm going to give you a brief explanation about the culture in Korea, and then the little bit of history. In Korea, culturally, the Korean society is male-dominated. It has been that way and still is in some way. And prostitution in Korea reflects gender inequality. So for men, it's easier for them to get sexual gratification, but the society stigmatizes the prostitutes and as a moral corrupt. So this is the image of old prostitutes back in 1300 until 1900, early 1900. So first section, I divided the modern history of commercial sex industry into four different categories. The first section is colonial period, which was from 1910 to 45. This was the time when Japanese colonial ruled Korea until 1945. The next period was post-war period. It was after the Korean War was over, and that's the time when U.S. came into the Korea and took over. And during that time, prostitution was played a significant role in shaping bilateral relations between U.S. and Korea. There was a public system to certify and to give license to prostitutes. And those licensed prostitutes, commercial sex workers, served in military bases. This system continued until 1960s when U.S. government reduced the financial funding and reduced the number of soldiers. The next period would be in 1970s. That was interesting time because there was a sex tour in Korea. Korean government promoted sex tour in order to reserve the for, in order to accumulate foreign exchange reserve. And that was the purpose of economic development. There was a law in 1961 to illegalize prostitution in Korea, but the prostitution was still occurring during this time. Just the only purpose was economic development. And then next section is the after Special Anti-Prostitution Act in 2004, and we want to focus on this particular act because this made significant differences to shape current commercial sex industry. The law was created after U.S. government placed Korea in Tier 3 in its 2001 Trafficking in Persons Report. Under the Victims of Trafficking and Violation Protection Act of 2000, if a country does not meet the minimum standards for curbing trafficking, then it would risk losing non-humanitarian related assistance from U.S. and the world. So having the South Korea in the Tier 3 was embarrassing because already in 2004, that period, South Korea was already a developed country. I'm going to go over the statistics. That's the number of commercial sex workers. So the trend is not consistent. The variation is very random. And it's because there were really important events to cause the variations. For example, the number one event was between 1950s and 1960s, that there's a big drop because that's the time when U.S. Government reduced the funding and financial support for the soldiers. So there was a reduce of the number of commercial sex workers. But in 70s, as you can see, there's increase again because that was the time of the sex tour. So that made it increase in numbers of commercial sex workers. And if you can see, between 1985 to 1998, there's a big increase. It was due to the financial crisis in Korea in 1997. So a lot of women lost their job and they went into the commercial sex work industry. And again, after 1998, this industry actually became various. It became really, okay, it created various jobs or different types of prostitutes. So it was hard to keep a track of the numbers. And again, there's another drop in after 2004, after the enactment of the new law. The revenue of the trend, there's those same events influenced the revenue. So from this background, we can see that there's a really close relations between commercial sex workers and then society, but at the same time, they are excluded from the society. The findings from the research would be the general characters. We found the majority of them were in their 20s with high school education, and they were single. And this is the correlations of the factors. The negative values means negative association with certain the particular variables. For example, the number of STD infections, it means more STD infection experience will have the direct relations with the fear of getting the infections. See, years in the sex industry, the higher number will increase the fear of getting the infections, so forth and so forth. The condom uses. I actually posted the handouts so you have access to them. This is a comparison of a person, the commercial sex workers who never left the industry and who came back. As you can see, there are not many significant differences. So that indicates for both groups, they need similar health services and similar attentions from the society. This PATH model will give you better explanation. So years in brothel, the more they spend time in the brothel, more fears of infection of getting STD and HIV, more infections experiences, the fears will give them less intention to leave. It's because they're intimidated to go back to society. So here's the experience of STD infections will increase more infection experiences will less the fear of infections because they're immune to it. Then again, the more fears will prevent them to go back to society, leave the industry. Condom uses, more condom uses will lead to the higher life satisfaction. Higher, as they have higher satisfaction in their life, they tend to stay in the industry. So to sum up my presentation, the first three would be just summing up the conclusions, I mean the findings. But then we find that there must be several laws to work together in order to help and protect the prostitution and their minorities. And we find that the special anti-prostitution law in 2004 actually created unique health disparities rather than helping them to get better. In future researches, we think that we need to search or measure their mental health rather than just focus on the physical health. There must be a holistic approach to address these issues. And the international comparison of the prostitution is needed because if we know our stance and know the perspectives of others, it would be a lot clearer to see the direction that we're going and then the direction that we need to go.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. Thank you. Excellent takeaway. Great. Really enjoyed it.